This is Jody Chaland from Landscape Live at the Planet GIE in Louisville, Kentucky. I'm at the Landscape Management booth with Chad Forsey, who's the State Affairs Director for the Irrigation Association. Hi, Chad. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Jody. Glad to be here.
We appreciate you taking your time out. Can you talk to us a little bit about the Irrigation Association and what it's all about?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the Irrigation Association is a trade association that represents about 2,000 companies in the national and international irrigation industry. You know, everything from the very large manufacturers, the Hunters, Rainbirds, Toros, John Deere's, Netafim's, down to the distributors, the consultants, the educators, the water purveyors, and of course the contractors, which represent the largest group of our membership by percentages. And you know, we really represent the whole vertically integrated irrigation industry throughout the supply chain of products, people, and services. And we exist to be the recognized authority on irrigation, to promote efficient irrigation, and to ensure that water is available for irrigation for future generations.
And as far as the membership goes, what size is the membership? Where are your members from?
Yeah, we have members throughout the United States and around the world. And in terms of size, we're around 2,000. And we do it by company, so we, you know, within a company, we'll have, you know, potentially thousands of employees who are representing the larger companies for sure, and all the way down to the individual independent contractor who has no employees. And each of those categories are a single member, because we are a trade organization rather than a professional organization. But it is, you know, it's a thrill to represent these folks, you know, thousands and thousands of professionals throughout the United States and around the world who do the great work of irrigation, both on the landscape side and the agriculture side.
And how do you interact with your members since you are a national organization? How do you keep in touch with them?
We keep in touch with our members through our e-advocacy efforts, our website, and our e-newsletter, our publications, which are sent in the mail. And we keep track of our members by visiting them throughout the country. I travel, my colleagues in the association and our members and staff travel and attend regional trade shows and regional association events around the country and get out there and get to know our members face-to-face as much as possible. It's one of the reasons why we're here at the Green Industry Expo here in Louisville, Kentucky.
You just took my follow-up question to that. So what are some of the things you're seeing? So you're meeting with some of your members, meeting with some of the vendors out here. What are some of the things that you're hearing that are going on in the industry, or some of the concerns, or some of the positive things as well?
Yeah, it's really positive. I mean, if you go back to 2009, 2010, after the crash and through the recession years, you go to trade shows, regional shows, and even large shows like this one, and you heard folks saying, wow, this is tough, this is difficult, boy, it hasn't been this bad since the early 90s, you know, comments along those lines about business. You don't hear that so much now. Things have really picked up in the last couple of years. You see a lot of happy people on the floor. You hear lots of optimism. I've got members coming up and telling me that was their best year in 20 years in the business. You know, we've got a new generation of young people coming along who are interested in purchasing our services and participating in this industry. So there's a lot of things to be really happy about and optimistic about right now in the irrigation industry. You know, we're also looking at a new generation of irrigation technologies that have been developed and promoted by the manufacturers, which is revolutionizing the way that we irrigate, you know, both on the landscape side and on the ag side in the United States. And we're doing it more efficiently. We're getting better yields, crop yields, better preservation of green infrastructure than we ever had before. You know, the technology revolution in this industry in the last 15, 20 years has been quite remarkable, and it continues. And you know, the pace of change is rapid, much as it is in any of the technological fields today.
On the, you know, on the landscape contractor side of technology, what are some of the things that you're seeing or they should be looking forward to?
Yeah, landscape contractors around the country are really innovating, and they're doing a great job. You know, we have the best trained and most professional landscape contractor workforce that we've ever had, and we're proud to call many of them our members, and we're proud to call many of them our certified members as holders of our IA certifications. You know, that's one of the things that they're doing. They're getting certified. They They go and they study the materials. They attend our education classes around the country and at our irrigation show, which is going to be in Austin, Texas in 2 weeks, by the way. And then they take the tests, which are considered some of the hardest tests. And we're not known for a cakewalk certification program by any stretch. We're known for a rigorous certification program that measures a high level of competency. And it's a thrill that so many of our members are getting certified, and it's also exciting to introduce our new certified irrigation technician program, which is aimed at entry-level workers and creates a baseline of competency. That's going to be introduced and unveiled in a week and a half at the irrigation show in Austin. So there's a lot of ways to increase professionalism our members are taking advantage of. In terms of technology, they're embracing the new technologies. You know, the biggest technological news in our industry is the role of smart controllers, the soil moisture sensors, the ET weather controllers and rain sensors that enable the environment and the technological operation of irrigation systems to seamlessly interact, to save water and to use water efficiently and to preserve green infrastructure and to do it in an environmentally sustainable manner. So our members are using those technologies. They're using the new rotators and spray heads and nozzles that our manufacturers have developed that use water in a more efficient manner. They're explaining how these things can help the customer save water and benefit the environment. And the customers are asking good questions about that now, too. So, you know, we're seeing a great deal of better practices and better technologies used in the marketplace today.
And, I mean, this isn't... You know, water is such a large issue throughout the country. I mean, obviously, California is always, you know, ahead of the curve with a lot of these things. But really, water is not something that, you know, we could just waste anymore. It's really something that needs to be controlled. And I think everybody's finally getting the message on that. Now, when you talk about certification, what's the difference between that and licensing?
Yeah, certification is a professional attainment, a professional achievement. Represented by a certificate, but that certificate represents coursework, it represents study, it represents competency assessed with rigorous testing, and it represents continuing education through maintaining that certification, whether it's a certified irrigation contractor, a certified irrigation designer, and the multitude of other certifications that we have, such as our auditor program. And now, of course, our new certified irrigation technician program for entry-level folks. So it's a measuring stick. Now, licensing is the state's way of creating a barrier of entry into a given trade. It's the state's way of saying, we expect you to attain this level of competency in order to practice this particular trade or profession in our state. Licensing is enforced by the government. Certification is not. Certification is a voluntary means to demonstrate your professionalism. Now, licensing oftentimes, and we've seen this in our industry in states like North Carolina and New Jersey, licensing can use certifications such as the IAs as a basis for testing, and they've done this in North Carolina and New Jersey. The state of Florida looked at our sixth edition manual, our one-stop shop of compendium of knowledge that we spent 15 years in development. They took a look at that book and they created a fantastic test. And there's a multitude of different ways to do licensing, by the way. But the bottom line is that licensing is a requirement. Certification is not. Licensing is really the next step for this industry in the irrigation side nationally. I know the landscape contractors are talking about it as well and other facets of this industry. But in the irrigation side, we're really promoting licensing right now.
No, that's great. And we just happen to be looking at a map, seeing which states are licensed. Which states are in the process of being licensed, and it looks like there's a large area where it doesn't seem like much is going on as far as licensing. So,
yeah, if you look at the map, and we've got this on our website. If you go to irrigation.org and go to the policy section and look up our irrigation contractor resource page, you can see the map for yourself. There are a number of key states that have adopted licensing. And one of the trends that we've seen in state affairs is when key states that the other states look to see, okay, what's California doing? What's Texas doing? What's Florida doing? The big states that are real drivers in this industry, you'll notice all three of those states now have licensing for irrigation contractors. So we've made, you know, some steps in the right direction there. It is slow to catch on. You know, we have 10 states that have licensing on the books, and we have five states that are considering licensing right now with legislation and a legislative process underway. That means the rest of the states aren't doing it yet. But the good news is that they're talking about it.
Good.
And I hear from state legislators who say to me, you know, how can we do it in our state? You know, what's the basis for it? How does it work? What are the pros and cons? And one of the things that we go to and we participate in every year at the Irrigation Association is the National Council of State Legislators, which is a national organization representing state legislators, state reps and senators. And we go to the meetings and, you know, it gives us a chance to interact with policymakers across the 50 states who ask really great questions, and they want to know how the Texas program works. They want to know how the Florida program works. So the states that are doing it are very influential, and we're really proud of the states that have done it, the states that have worked with us. You know, we're working closely with industry professionals in Alabama right now, for instance, as they write a bill. And one of the states that's not marked on the map, but they are working on it really, really fervently right now, is the state of Indiana. They're looking at creating a new licensing program. So this, and I can say, you know, across the country, we have dedicated professionals in all the states, whether they're contractors or whether they work for Hunter or Toro or Rainbird or John Deere, who are actively working to promote this because they believe in it. You know, it's interesting, at the booth here at the show, I believe about 75% of the folks who stop by and talk about licensing are very supportive. And there are folks who have some questions on the other side of the issue. You know, why do we need to do this? Happy to have that discussion because it's a discussion that needs to take place. But, you know, we're seeing some really good steps in the right direction. We have a lot of work to do. There's no question about it. But I think we're going to get there.
That's great, Chad. Thank you very much. It's great information. And if somebody wants to learn more, again, about the IA and some of the things you're doing, what's the best way for them to do it? What's the website?
Yeah, go to irrigation.org, and you can check us out there. And I think you'll find that we've got an excellent new website that hopefully sheds light on whatever issues they're trying to explore. If you want to join the IA or get involved in certification, you can find everything that you need there. And you know, and of course, come see us at the trade shows. And we're here at the Green Industry Expo. We're here, and now we'll be in Austin in 2 weeks at our show at the Austin Convention Center. And we'd love to have folks come out and see us.
All right. Well, that's great. Again, I'm talking with Chad Forsey, who's the State Affairs Director at the Irrigation Association. And this is Jody Chaland for Landscape Live at the Planet GIE in Louisville, Kentucky. Have a great day, everybody.